So, tonight we sit down with a man whose stories carry strength, purpose, and undeniable resilience. Abram Kader, get ready for a conversation that will inspire, challenge, and remind you of what is truly, truly possible. Good evening, Mr. Kader.
Good evening, Lady G.
How are you?
And to your listeners, good evening.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Just last-minute preparations, trying to get my life sorted out. But yes, doing well, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for making time for this interview. I know there's a lot on your plate at the moment. But hey, you got us. Before we go into this interview, why we're having the interview, we got to go do it right with South Africa before we leave, man.
Yeah, I tell you, we have to do it right with South Africa,
yeah.
I promise you.
So let's get into it. Abram, at 56, if I'm correct.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Okay. Many people at that age seek stability. And what was the defining moment that made you decide to take such a life-changing step to immigrate?
Lady G, it actually is a crazy, crazy thing that happened. Now, you know my history, you know my story. We go a long, long way, but your listeners do not know.
Yeah.
And just to let them, just give them a quick bit of the of who I am. I left school when I was only in standard 7, grade 9, and I then completed a matric. And then after my matric, I was a sweeper, cleaner, driver, and I worked my way up. I eventually did a degree, my first degree in psychology. Then I went on to do an advanced diploma in finance management. Then I went on to do a BCom honors degree and a master's degree, which I passed with distinction. And I'm currently busy with my PhD. So I had worked through life, going through a lot of struggles as a working man, as a parent, and so on, you know. And I got to a point, a pinnacle, where I was the head of supply chain, running Europe, running the Americas, and it was absolutely fantastic. The only problem was COVID hit us hard, and I got retrenched. And I've been without work. And then later, I was able to be ring-fenced by a company for a short while. And again, that opportunity closed down. So for the last 3 years, I decided to pivot and do facilitation and training because that is where my passion was lying. And a wonderful opportunity came about. I got a message via LinkedIn from the university, and I thought it was a spam, and they wanted to have an interview, and I thought to myself, are you ready for this? And I've always wanted to travel, Lady G, and I tell you something, I grabbed it with both my hands, and I got through the interview. There was a second round with the dean and the chairperson, and about a month ago, they sent me a contract, and we signed the contract for basically 3 years, but for a total of 9 years. And I just said, this is such a wonderful opportunity. Only a fool will not grab onto that, and especially in the climate that we have. I mean, even with 5 degrees, I couldn't find stable employment in South Africa. And it's sad, but that's the reality. And it's got to do with our age. It's got to do with a lot of things. And here, an outside international company or country had seen what I could offer them, and they just grabbed me, and there we went. So that is the story. But, you know, Lady G, it's not an easy decision. And although it's not an easy decision, it is the right decision that I'm making.
Nothing in life that's easy is worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
I just have to throw that part in. So, let's get to the other half. Your wife chose to stay behind to support your son.
Oh, my heart.
So how are you navigating? How are you navigating the emotional weight of being separated from your family during this chapter? And your son is only 21 at this point, correct?
Yeah, Lady G, you are spot on. My son Judy is at Stellenbosch University. He's in his third year, chemical engineering, and he lives in Stellenbosch. But, his mom, my wife, decided that she wanted to stay and support him because with both of us away, it would have been very difficult for him emotionally. And as you know, at Stellenbosch University in the chemical engineering, there's a 95% chance of failure. That is just how it is, yeah. Degree. So it's a tough, tough degree. And she made a good decision. My wife has made it. Nadia has made a wonderful decision. But I can tell you something. I am battling. I promise you I'm battling because it will be the first time ever that I am not spending my time with her. The first time ever.
And you've been together for how long?
We've been together for 25 years. And like I said, every year, I mean, we're just together. But she has been working in Johannesburg, and so she used to fly in and out on a regular basis. But this is the first time that we are going to be split almost a year at a time, you know. But there are options, you know. At least the university has is affording Nadia and Jude the opportunity to fly up to me, and for the listeners to know, I'm actually going to the United Arab Emirates to the university in Abu Dhabi. So I'll be living close by to Yas Marina for those F1 lovers. I probably will go to watch the Formula 1 and the Sevens, the Rugby Sevens, you know, which happens in November and December, the last week of November and the first week of December. So dis net om ietsie vir die Suid-Afrikaners te gee, Lady G.
So you can give us feedback from that side when you're in the sports. We need some feedback.
Absolutely.
We need some real lifetime feedback. I commend both of you. That's tough decisions to make, but also at times it's good decisions for families not to stand to stand together and make such decisions for the good of the family. You know, so
absolutely,
I commend both of you on that. So what conversations did you have as a family before making this decision? Yeah, let's hear that. And how did you come to terms with taking different paths?
Lady G, you know my wife better than I do. And you know, she loves things, and she loves, special moments and so on. And her first words to me was, listen, it's okay. I'm going to fly up to Dubai and I'm going to go shopping, you know.
Yeah.
And it made me smile. That made me smile. But on a more serious note, we had to really sit down and discuss and everything and speak about how to navigate this. For example, in the UAE, we can't make WhatsApp calls, so I had to explain that we're going to have to set up Teams meetings, which is not a bad thing, and it's just a little bit of a planning thing, so that's one of the things that we were...
That's good to know.
Yes, so when we speak again, it will be via Teams, and I'm sure we will have again a discussion to tell the listeners how I'm coping and so on.
Definitely.
So, definitely. And the other aspects were also my mom. She's 87 years old.
Wow.
I literally see her every day. And, you know, it's a blessing to have a mom that is 87, still driving, still being able to do things. And I'm going to miss spending that time every day with her. That's probably one of the pain points.
Yeah.
Also my brothers. our daughter Chanel, she's leaving the country tomorrow, and the two of us literally spend a lot of time together. So that's also another adjustment. But at least I'll probably be able to travel to her because it will be a bit closer. But there's a lot that goes on in the decision making. Although the decision is an easy one to make when it comes to a financial point of view, to navigate it itself, it is tricky. I mean, just to let the listeners understand, when I leave here, the country, and I go to Abu Dhabi, unlike in South Africa where you pay only 1 month in advance for rental, no, not in UAE. They've got a system where you pay like a minimum of 3 months in advance up to a year, and you basically have to drop 12 checks. So they still work with checks. 12 checks up front, you know. Or it could be three checks, like every quarter, a check. So 3 checks for the year. So it means and also to give you an idea, a studio apartment in a decent area close to the university will cost me 5,000 dirham. And just to give the listeners an idea of it, it is plus minus 4.5, so I just multiply it by 5. So you're talking about 25,000 rand, you know. And I'm talking about, when I talk about the studio, you're talking about the 6 meter by 6 meter. That's 25,000 rand. And imagine you have to now have 3 months in advance. That's a minimum of 3 months in advance.
Yes. I just want to cut in there quickly. You said 6 by 6. So that's two normal size Wendy houses together. Correct?
Absolutely. Lady G, you're talking my language. It's a 6 meter by 3 meter by 6 meter by 3 meter.
Yes.
Spot on. That is for 25,000 a month.
Yeah, that is just the expenses, but there's the income also, correct? That's why.
Absolutely.
You actually now answered the last question as well. So I'm going to go over to something a bit different. Not different, really.
Yes.
So, number one, I just want to say Tani Magdalene van Skalkwyk say hello, Iso. And then Chanel Kader says
Tani Magdalene.
Chanel Kader says, good luck with all your travels coming up. They are all
thank
tuned
you, Chanel,
in.
And good luck to you too.
And then, let me just gather my thoughts with this. Leaving South Africa now and saying, you're not actually saying goodbye because your family is still here. What advice would you have for somebody wanting to go abroad in the UAE? Because I remember there was a young girl that I met that went there for 3 months, had high hopes, but came back because of the country itself. So what,
yes.
In short, for a minute or so, what advice would you have before you make that decision just to think, yeah, money is great and that's why I'm going, you know? So
yeah.
Any advice regarding that?
So there's two things. The first thing is, if you're going to be living in, so there's two parts of the UAE, more or less, a very conservative part and a less conservative part. If you're going to go to Dubai, it is the less conservative part because that is the area that is, the holiday making and so on. And they're quite flexible in Dubai. But the things that you must know is the temperature. If you know that you're going to struggle with temperatures of 40 degrees, because that's the average temperature at the moment is about 40 to 45 degrees. Because it's the summer months. That's the one thing that you have to consider. The humidity is extreme, so you hardly can breathe, but you get used to it. But they've got wonderful air conditioning throughout, everywhere is proper air conditioning. For anybody wanting to leave, make sure that you've got all your paperwork together. For teachers, for example, who are interested in leaving, there's a process that you have to go through to DERCO, Umlazi, I think it is called, for your matric certificate. And I would suggest get an agent to do that. Yes, it is costly, but it's worth it. All those documents with your degrees is then going to go to the embassy, which needs to be attested. And then when you get to the UAE, you have to do this last bit where they do like a similarity to your degree. And that is a part that you do. Other than that, I think, I mean, personally for me, it's lovely. I've got, my family are Muslim, so it is not going to be very difficult for me to navigate as well. For Christians, they've got a lot of churches. They've got evangelical churches, Catholic churches, New Apostolic, etc. There's a lot of churches in the area and well supported. So I think for any young person that wants to go to the UAE, be mindful of the culture. Remember, you're a visitor. Act as a visitor. You are in another, you're in someone else's home. Respect their home. Mm. And then you'll just be fine. You know, don't have a nasty attitude towards people. And I promise you, you will be just fine. So that's my advice to any person wanting to leave.
I think that was put into layman's terms tonight. And I would like to thank you for that. And I want to say, blessed preparations for the last few days you have. It's around the corner. You're leaving in next week, if I'm correct.
Yes. Yes, my schedule has changed. I'm flying out on Saturday, the 1st of August, which is great. So I'm really looking forward to it. It gave me an extra day because I was going to fly out on the Friday, but it gave me an extra day to spend with the family. So I'm really looking forward to that, Lady G. And, I will definitely give you a shout when I get over there just to tell you what it's like. Currently, the temperature right now in Dubai is 40 degrees.
Yeah.
And it is 9 o'clock in the evening.
Wow. At least, you know,
so they're 2 hours ahead of us.
I live in a South African Dubai. I live in Paul.
Yes. Yes, absolutely, you do.
I love him, Paul. But I want to say thank you so much for this interview, taking time out to chat to us. And have a blessed flight and enjoy the family for the last few days.
Thank you, Lady G. And to the listeners out there, be safe, be kind, be loving. Take care of those little ones. And also the gentleman that spoke about the kids' cancer. That was absolutely fantastic. In any way, a dricky. You know, it goes a very, very long way. Thank you very much, Lady G.
Have a blessed evening.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.